Bill Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And the development of this Robert Blake story continues. CNN just had a rather dramatic footage of the Robert, what they said was Robert Blake's bodyguard being arrested. And, I mean, the guy was, they had the guy on the ground and being cuffed, and one of the officers had a sidearm out. So I don't know whether this guy was resisting arrest, but CNN described the guy as a bodyguard of Robert Blake's. Margaret Gray joins us. Margaret has been following the Hollywood scene for quite some time, and I know you want to talk about Roman Polanski. Any comment on this Robert Blake situation?
Phil, only to say that I really wish Bobby Blake the best. He is one of the great class acts in this business. It's really, it's just tough luck, that's all. It's just tough luck. I think that Bobby is going to be caught in a post-OJ backlash. And even if he's innocent, I think he'll be railroaded. I think he will be put in prison. And I think he'll probably be put to death in the gas chamber.
Jesus.
I think that's going to happen because everyone has got a major problem ever since OJ.
Because OJ got off, you think Robert Blake is going to bear the brunt of that?
I have no doubt. And also, I think he'll be convicted by an all-black jury. I think an all-black jury at
the... Wait a minute. Robert Blake, you think, will be found guilty...
Yes.
Even if he's innocent?
Even if he's innocent, yes.
Why?
Because I think so many people are angry about O.J. Simpson that they want to hang a movie actor out to dry, and I think this is what's going on with the Roman Polanski thing. I think the time has come that we recognize how our actors and film directors are different people and have different needs.
All right, now getting to Roman Polanski, Roman Polanski was convicted of having sex with a minor in 1977 and has fled the country. Now the word is he's coming back after having cut a deal.
Yes.
Now my question is this.
And Phil, by the way, I think it's a good thing because Roman Polanski is one of our great directors, one of our great artists.
All right, he may be one of our great artists, but how is it fair that a Roman Polanski is able to cut a deal on a rap involving sex with a minor and Catholic priests have got to go to prison?
Phil, again, Polanski is one of our most revered directors, and in the arts and in the film business, you have to do things to research your projects and also to research your projects. I don't doubt that this could have been something to research a movie. If you send a message to Hollywood, Phil, that they're going to jail movie actors and directors for sex with minors, you are going to have a backlash that will be something cataclysmic. You cannot treat our actors the same way you treat priests or the rest of us. They are our artists. They are the people that fund an enormous industry.
They should be allowed to have sex with minors.
I'm not saying we should be allowed to have sex with minors. I think we should understand that they are artists trying to research different roles, different parts.
Well, tell me something. What was Roman Polanski researching when he had sex with a 13-year-old?
I don't know. He did Tess, which was a movie that came out in 3 or 4 years about a young girl that has sex with older men. It might have been that.
Oh, come on, Margaret. I mean, what you're doing here is you're concocting excuses for a guy who was doing something perverted. He was caught having sex with a 13-year-old, and you're trying to say that it's somehow different for actors.
Yes, it is different for actors. When a young girl has sex with a movie actor, or a young girl has sex with a film director, that is something that could be said is rather exciting for her. But when a young girl has sex with a priest, it is revolting. It is absolutely stomach-turning.
All right. What's the difference between this guy and these priests that are getting nailed for molesting young kids, other than the fact that...
Phil, I told...
Other than the fact that he's a film director who may have been researching a part...
Because, Phil, if you convict Roman Polanski or give him a serious jail sentence for having sex with his child, you are sending a message to the film industry that will suddenly cause an awful lot of people to think twice about being involved in the film industry.
Oh, I see. So these guys are involved in the film industry just so they can get teenage sex.
A lot of them are, Phil. And you're not going to have a Shrek 2. You're not going to have a Rush Hour 4. The real good and real edgy and real smart films, we're just not going to see.
Because directors and actors are going to flee the business because they might get popped for having sex with kids.
Phil, I'm going to say something, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I have to say this. Priests, when they molest, is very serious, and they need to be put in prison. When a film director decides to have sex with a minor, it's...
Now, why isn't that molestation?
Phil...
Why isn't that molestation when a film director or an actor has sex with a minor, but a priest, it ain't?
All right, I'm going to say the thing that you don't, that you're not going to want to hear. Just so...
Go ahead and say it.
Religion is just not as important as movies in this society. More people go to see movies than go to church. You can put a priest in prison. You can put a Baptist minister in prison for having sex with a minor. You can't put a film director in prison for that. You're going to crush a multi-billion dollar industry. You're going to make a lot of people very afraid. More people go to movies than go to church. Films are more important.
Oh, okay, all right. So that's the old John Lennon argument. We're more important than Jesus.
Well, you know something, Phil, when John Lennon said that, he was right, and I'm glad he said that because it was a fact.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, if I could.
Go ahead.
I know a lot of this comes as it's very difficult to have to say certain things, but nobody really goes to church as much as they go to movies.
I wouldn't disagree with that. Many, many more people go to movies than go to church. I don't know how you figure that that means that a film director ought to be able to have sex with a 13-year-old.
Because if the word leaks out in a multi-million dollar business, that suddenly the fun is over.
And oh, the fun is over. I can't have sex with a 13-year-old.
Yes. You're going to see an industry begin to implode a little bit. Movies, more important than religion, right now.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gregg is on, and we're going to continue to comment on this story that Roman Polanski, the film director, who was accused of having sex with a 13-year-old, is going to cut a deal with the L.A. District Attorney. And I brought her on because I asked the question, what's the difference between him and a Catholic priest? She said, quite frankly, movies are more popular than religion. Movies are patronized by more people than churches are, and therefore, if you start putting film directors and actors in jail for having sex with minors, you're going to hurt an industry everybody's used to seeing priests and Baptist ministers go to jail for it. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, and we're also going to keep an eye on the Robert Blake story. 1-800-449-8686 with Margaret Gray. I'm Phil Hendry. Back in a moment.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're going to get off. Margaret Gray is with us, joining us from the Little Shrimp in Laguna Beach. Having some dinner this evening, Margaret?
Yes, Phil, I am.
All right. A lot of stuff going on. You mentioned that Roman Polanski is coming back, and I said he's cutting a deal on child rape, child molestation rap, whatever the hell it is. How come he gets a deal and priests don't? And then the other thing we're talking about here is Robert Blake, who's been arrested in his wife's murder. And you had some initial feelings about that. You think that Robert Blake is going to be found guilty?
I absolutely do, Phil. I think that Robert Blake... I think Bobby Blake is really one of our great actors. But I think he is in over his head here. And the reason is very simply this. The people, the American people, want to see someone get burned down for something, a movie actor get burned down because O.J. Simpson walked. O.J. Simpson got out. Robert Blake is going to be the sacrificial lamb. And I think that he will get prison time. And I'm almost assured that he'll get the death sentence. And I believe it will all be handed over By an all-black jury.
Why an all-black jury? If we're looking for a jury of one's peers, doesn't peer mean race?
In this instance, though, Phil, because it's a white man, and because they really want to convict, they will get a black jury.
And because a black jury will ensure what?
Well,
I mean, in other words, you get 12 black people who will be ruling on the guilt or innocence of a white man. They must assuredly find him guilty.
I think an all-black jury would tend to find a white man guilty, yes. So that will ensure the guilt of Robert Blake. Then, of course, the penalty phase. I think they'll recommend the death penalty. I think it will be granted. And within 5 or 6 years, Robert Blake will be dead. By firing squad or however they do it in California, I don't know.
Good God, I mean, that's an appraisal of this man's life. He's just been arrested.
Yes, I know that, Phil, but I think Robert Blake will be dead in the death house within 5 or 6 years. I've covered an awful lot of these things. I was a prison reporter for many years. I know how celebrities are dealt with in Hollywood. I know how celebrities are viewed across this country. And if there is any chance that one could be convicted of murder and put to death in the death house, we want to see it happen. I'm sorry to say that, but Americans do want to see this happen.
We're talking with Margaret Gray about Robert Blake and his imminent arrest, or the arrest that's already taken place, his arrest for whatever it is, the murder of his wife, I suppose. 1-800-449-8686. Jimmy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
You know, I got a point about this, about the actors being able to get away with it. They can't. It's not research. You know, I can't go and do that. You know?
No, you can't. You're not an actor.
Well, but yeah, but how can an actor get away with it and a priest can't?
Because if you begin to convict film actors or film directors for child molestation, you're going to piss a lot of people off.
Nothing, I'm fine. Go ahead. But, you know, how can you say that?
Hey, Jimmy, turn that radio off right now.
It's off.
Okay.
Turn
it off. Hey, Jimmy, turn it off.
It's off.
What are you playing, cop, Jimmy?
Never mind. Go ahead. What's your comment, sir?
Jimmy, listen to me and try and listen very carefully,
Jimmy. No matter
Jimmy.
Who it is.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, then how come Roman Polanski's cutting a deal?
Because he's a movie actor.
That's right.
Like O.J. Simpson got away with what he got away with.
Well, Robert Blake isn't going to get away with it. Robert Blake will be convicted by a jury of blacks.
But that's, like you said, that's because O.J. got away with what he got away with.
Well, I don't know what it is you're saying. I think maybe you ought to turn your radio back on. But I'll leave you with this, Jimmy. Robert Blake will go to jail. Will that make you feel good or bad?
To me, it don't matter to me.
Phil, why do you do...
Just never mind, okay? All right, thanks, Jimmy, for your call. All right, well, the comment you make is that actors should not be indicted for the crimes that they commit, and yet you feel that Robert Blake is going to go to prison.
There's no doubt in my mind.
All right, do you think he should?
Oh, absolutely not, no.
Even if he did do the crime?
I think that Robert Blake, what has happened since the death of his wife, between then and now, has been punishment enough, Phil, and I...
Oh, come on with that punishment enough. If the guy is guilty of murder, shouldn't he go to prison?
I think what the man has suffered at the hands of the press, at the hands of talk radio, absolutely, I think that the man should very definitely not have to go to prison.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Ted on the Phil Hendry Show. Ted?
Yeah.
Yes,
Phil?
Sir, go ahead.
Hey, Margaret. Whatever happened to the concept of right is right and wrong is wrong? I mean, if it's wrong for one group of people, it's wrong for another. I mean, I work
whatever,
in the film
what's your
industry.
Point?
Huh?
What's
well,
your point?
My point is... If it's
the film
wrong
industry
for
is a,
Catholic...
is, the film industry is more popular than the religious industry.
I work in the film industry. I'm
sure.
A Grip Electric. I've worked on dozens of films.
Whatever you say.
And, you know, quite frankly...
What do you mean,
you
whatever
know,
he says?
Well, he's in where, Texas?
There's actors in Texas.
Yes, there's a... Well, okay. Actually, you know, Ron Howard's next
All right.
movie is going to
really
be filmed
don't
in
wanna, I don't want to hear your resume. Just go ahead. What was your opinion?
My opinion is that, you know... Wrong is wrong, whether it's done by a film director or a Catholic
Absolutely
priest
right.
or your
wrong
next-door
wrong,
neighbor.
And
that's all well and good, but the fact of the matter remains, you start putting film actors in jail for molesting children, you're going to see an entire industry implode. You're going to see work
so
for
you,
Ted, go away.
All right, so in other words... Nobody will make any more movies for fear of being popped by the cops for molesting kids.
Can I
and guys like Ted
question,
is not going to have a job?
That's exactly right.
All right, Ted, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. You sound like an idiot, okay? Nobody's going to go. The whole industry's going to implode.
Listen, these guys have been having their fun.
Having their fun. You got one guy, Roman Polanski, that got busted for this little girl. That's one guy, okay? Guys are having their fun. And how do you figure that an entire film industry is going to go away as the result of one guy getting arrested?
Bill, what I'm saying to you is quite simply this. Whether it's Robert Blake or whether it is Roman Polanski, the harassment of our actors must stop. Now, I am...
You sound really angry.
I am angry. Actors and directors, supporting actors... Television and film actors have been harassed, and it must stop. Now, Robert Blake is just the tip of the iceberg. You are going to see in the next year more actors, film and television actors, sitting in the back of radio cars than you've ever seen before. And I'm sick of it!
Do you have some information that we ought to know?
When I get it, you'll get it. Isn't that what you just said?
Do you have information that we ought to know about actors going to jail?
When I get it, you'll get it. And I'll just tell you this much. In the next year, we are going to see a holocaust of film actors going to jail. On morals raps, drug beefs, old traffic citations, old, worn-out, drawn-out warrants that would weren't anybody else who would have been dropped years ago. Automobile accidents. Firing a weapon at night in public. Disturbing the peace. All of our actors harassed to death.
And you're sick of it.
And I'm sick of it.
Well, maybe we ought to just let actors go out and murder people. And not be arrested for it.
I think that is an idea. I think for a limited time only, film stars should be allowed to commit homicide. And that I give that 6 months to 8 months, and then reassert the law.
Okay, but for 6 to 8 months, let them go out and just blow people's brains out.
I think that's the only answer. And Phil.
Yeah.
Do a better job screening your show, because these hicks that you got calling...
Okay, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray weighing in on all things Hollywood. And as you know, Robert Blake has been arrested for the murder of his wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley. He was arrested today. He was arrested at his home. It's a huge media circus already. And Margaret says she's sick of it. Whether it's Roman Polanski getting popped for molesting a 13-year-old or Robert Blake getting popped for murdering his wife, we are going to see a holocaust where actors are picked up and thrown in the back of radio cars for every little chicken scratch, chicken stuff, bullcrap beef. Firing weapons in public, disturbing the peace, you name it, our actors are under assault. What do you think? 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Beautiful film.
Yeah, great.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Phil Hendry Show here, and Robert Blake, which I suppose is something that we ought to talk about. And the only reason why we ought to talk about it is it's just being shoved. Speaking of things being shoved down our throat, being shoved down our throats, just shoved down our throats, a story that shouldn't have any bearing whatsoever on our lives. Robert Blake isn't even an actor that anybody cared anything about up until May of last year. Nobody had watched him on television for years. No one had watched him in a movie for years. Nobody could have cared less whether the guy lived or died before May of last year. His wife gets murdered, and Larry King gets a helicopter with the aerial shot over a white car, taking him to jail, and all of a sudden, we have got to talk about it because it's getting crammed down, it's getting crammed up every hole, shoved in every hole, until we're bleeding from every hole. Robert Blake. I bet you most people listening to me right now can't remember one show that he's ever been in. And I don't mean Beretta. You couldn't remember where he's been, what he's done. I bet you don't even know who he is. All you know is he's some kind of a movie actor, right? He's a movie actor, and you're supposed to pay attention to his arrest and his subsequent trial for, what is it, murder? Oh, okay. This is what's wrong with you. If you want to know what's wrong with the world, not just our country, it's this. Just the minute somebody holds a doggy treat in front of your face, you guys are supposed to sit up and bark. That's what you're supposed to do. Don't you recognize that the media in this country treats you like your dogs? Your dogs. And the minute they hold a little doggy treat out in front of you, you got to sit up with your little paws and go woof, woof. And the little doggy treat is this Robert Blake story. I remember when this first came down back in May, my first thought was, what, so what? So what? So some guy killed his wife, so what? Even the O.J. Simpson thing, when that first thing hit, I saw Simpson, I guess he cut his wife's neck, killed her, cut her head off, whatever. You got to be putting me on, man, that this is so interesting that we have got Larry King, who is one of the all-time strange human beings. One of the all-time strange, strange men. Another guy that's overrated, Larry King. So overrated, everybody just gets down on their hands and knees and they hemorrhage blood when they think about his, quote, brilliant interviewing style, end quote. And by the way, last week, did you see his Lawrence Welk special? So anyway, now he's got the aerial shot there of the car that's sweeping along the freeway, and they're going to take Robert Blake in, and now we're all interested in this. And why are we interested in this, Larry? Well, I'll tell you, Phil, it's because we care about crime and punishment. It's because we care about a man and a woman, and what drives a relationship to this point. It's because we care. Well, don't we have a lot of stories about that every single day, Larry? Yes, but none that is so high profile. Don't you believe that an actor murdering his wife, doesn't it put it all into focus? Doesn't it give it a frame? Doesn't it give it some perspective? Isn't it just fascinating? No, it isn't. It's not really fascinating. You know, O.J. Simpson was more interesting than Robert Blake, if you want to get right down to it. Robert Blake did Beretta. He did a movie called In Cold Blood. He was in The Little Rascals. I can't remember much else of what he did. He was at times a pretty moving and compelling actor, and at other times he was a cartoon. He was about 5 foot nothing, weighed 100 nothing. Was what typical of a little guy. He had kind of a look like he had the Napoleon complex. You know these little short guys that think they're hard asses, and then you have to wind up throwing them out a window to prove that they're not? Yeah, that was Robert Blake. There's only one reason to be watching this on TV, and the reason, frankly, is only one that people in Los Angeles would have, and that's to see how much traffic is on the 101 freeway right now as we watch this car sweeping down the freeway with Robert Blake in it. I can say that's traffic right now on the 101 South toward Parker Center looks to be, it's kind of light going, man. Everybody's going about 5 miles an hour because they want to see their car on TV. But right now, it's slow and go on into town. one 800 449 8686 our number here. Big story, Robert Blake. Everything's come to a screeching halt, Robert Blake. Everybody's got to know who killed his wife, Robert Blake. Everybody wants to know whether this guy's going to live, die, or somewhere in between, Robert Blake. Is he going to get the death penalty, Robert Blake? Is he guilty, Robert Blake? Suddenly he's famous, Robert Blake. Suddenly he has a career again, Robert Blake. Suddenly he's on TV again, Robert Blake. Just like trained dogs, we sit up and we have our little paws and we're woof-woofing like the little bow-wows that we are because the TV's got Robert Blake on there, and guess what? The guy smoked his wife. I'm telling you right now, Blake's agent set this whole thing up. Now, Robert, now that you got on TV again, you can kill your agent. Just kidding. Hey, by the way, as long as you're killing agents, can I, never mind, I don't want to. Doug, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how you doing? I don't think Robert Blake's guilty at all.
That's really interesting. 1-800-449-8686. And look at this. They got the bodyguard on the ground. They got him hogtied. There's a cop there with a weapon out. They got him in a headlock. They're beating the crap out of Robert Blake's bodyguard. Somebody, get it on video. Oh, you mean CNN already did? Okay. Hey, look at that. They're beating the crap out of Robert Blake's bodyguard, and I actually kind of approve. All right. Nothing like seeing some actor's bodyguard get the crap kicked out of him. Here's Ray on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So, but like I was saying, you know, you got these priests that they're putting through the court system. That's televised. The O.J. Simpson was quite televised. Now this actor and film director, it all leads up to televised court and executions.
Margaret, what do you think?
I don't think so. I disagree. Well, 100%. I don't think that Robert Blake should be put to death on television.
I don't think any court.
I just don't know.
Well, what don't you know, Margaret?
I disagree with this young man. Are you saying you want to see Robert Blake put to death on television?
No. Court does not belong on television, period.
Why?
Because if we're that interested in...
Pardon me, Ray. Ray, this is Phil Hendry. Could you hold on? Would you not belch, please?
I'm very sorry, Phil. I had big sliced pizza. I'm working late.
Go ahead, Ray. Go ahead, buddy.
Court shouldn't be on TV, because if we're that interested in everyone else's problem, we're not taking care of our own
problem.
Ray,
have you ever been to court?
Yes, I have.
All right. Did you want that televised? No, you didn't. Did you?
No.
And God forbid this should ever happen to either one of us. If either one of us were arrested in New York City and had done to us what that poor Ethiopian man had done to him, and you know what I'm talking about. Do you know what I'm talking about, Ray?
Not offhand.
They sodomized him with a nightstick.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Ray, if that happened to you, would you want that televised?
No.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
I'd like to hear his answer. Why not?
It's a matter of private. It's a private issue that needs
absolutely
fixed in the court
if
system.
If someone takes a nightstick and shoves it right up your you-know-what, you don't want that on television.
Of course not.
All right. So the same reason why I don't think Robert Blake should be sodomized on television either.
Nobody said that he ought to be sodomized. You're talking about him being executed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry. Go ahead, Ray.
Well, I...
So, you know, you think the court should be off of television. You think this court TV stuff, all that jazz, totally uncool. You know, it's like, who wants to see it, right?
Yeah. If you got...
What about that Andrea Yates thing, the woman that, took
about
her five
what?
Kids swimming? The Andrea Yates in Houston.
I haven't seen that.
The lady that gave her five kids the bath.
The woman that drowned her five kids. What do you mean, bath? She drowned her five kids in a bathtub.
Did you watch that one?
No, I heard about it a little bit.
Ray, why do you hate court on television? Were you ever on Cops?
No.
You weren't.
Okay, Ray.
I'd like to talk to him further.
No, okay, Ray. Thank you very much, pal, for your...
Yeah.
But I really think he was on Cops. I said,
never mind. Thank you very much, Ray.
No problem.
Very good
Bye.
Point, okay?
Last week, Cops in Kansas City. You were...
He wasn't on Cops. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. You know, it's too bad that Robert Blake's wife that he's accused of killing wasn't black. Because it would just, I mean, it would have come full circle on that one, wouldn't it? Then we would have had ourselves a real fascinating time around a dinner table chit-chatting this one. OJ's wife is white. He's accused of killing her. He says it's reverse racism. Yada, yada, yada. Now we got Robert Blake. He's accused of killing his wife. And hopefully, well, O.J. was tried in front of an all-black jury, so I guess we ought to give Blake an all-white one. Is that it? Give Blake the all-white jury. We'll acquit him. Everything's even. What do you think? 1-800-449-8686. Ronnie, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Ronnie?
Yes. Just had a few comments. Thanks for taking my call, Phil.
No problem.
Just wanted to start off with... Hollywood, blah, 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 blah. Communist, blah, 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 racist.
You suck. Here's Billy on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil.
Leave the laugh stuff us, will you, please? What do you want, Billy?
Phil, is Margaret there?
No, she's not. What do you want?
She's not there?
No.
Is the Mexican guy there?
Losers. Anybody got anything to say today? You leave the laughs to us. You guys call in with the real comments, and then we'll decide whether we put you on the air or not. You got that? Good. Jason, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Why am I in a bad mood? I think I'm going to go home and kill my wife. Jason, go ahead.
Oh, man.
What's up?
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
Got a couple of things to say about the trial coverage.
Trial coverage?
Yes, you were talking about...
Court TV?
Court TV and stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
I have a couple of points with it.
Thank
you. Sometimes...
Anytime this year.
Sometimes the media can portray someone to be guilty before they're presumed, before they're proven guilty. And I think in that case, a publicized trial, if the person's truly innocent, could help prove to the public that this person is really fine.
Uh-huh.
On
you
the
think
other
you could
hand,
do the other? You think you could do the reverse? That it could further exacerbate the perception of guilt?
Yeah.
Well, then what's the point of having it?
Well, there's obviously a public demand for it, or they wouldn't have it.
So there's a public demand for a lot of stuff.
That's
there's
true.
There's a public demand for child porn. There's a public
that
demand for there's a public demand for strip bars in every corner. There's a
That's
public
awesome.
Demand for marijuana and cocaine. Don't we control some of that stuff? Sure we do.
I think it should be,
all right,
yeah.
Jason, thanks for agreeing with me. Good to talk to you, pal. Be sure to log on to my website and join my fan club. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. You know, people think that they turn on the TV set and they turn on the radio and they're going to get the truth dropped in their lap. And I've heard it said so many times, well, you know, we just can't get the news anymore. Oh, really? From where? We can't. Every time you turn on the TV, it's the same biased coverage, and we are not being allowed to hear what's really going on. And I always say to myself, this country is the most This country is the most free in terms of information of any country that ever existed. If you go to any newsstand, go down to any library, you will find thousands, millions, trillions of books, periodicals, publications of every kind that will give you all kinds of information. People that say that they aren't getting the information because the media is biased are people that only watch TV and only listen to the radio. And people that only watch TV and only listen to the radio and don't access any other area to get their information, I wouldn't put them out with a can of Coke if they were on fire. What good are they to anybody? What good is somebody says to you, you know, I just can't get the information anymore because the media is liberal and it's biased, and look at all these guys, they don't give us the information. What good's a guy like that who won't go out and take responsibility for his own education? The truth doesn't fall into your lap. You must go out and seek, my friends. So if a guy is perceived to be guilty, I understand that the media is biased in some ways that it reports things, both liberal and conservative. But I'm not going to sit here and rail against it. I'm going to simply say, here's Robert Blake going down the 101 freeway. All I want to do is watch the news, man. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no news. Here's Vladimir on the Phil Henry Show. Vladimir?
Yeah, this is Vladimir.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
So that's not really your name, otherwise you wouldn't have repeated it like twice, would you? But go ahead, Vladimir, whatever. What do you want?
It's Vladimir Wilderhelm. That's
okay.
My name.
All right, see you later, man. Your phone call sucks. Here is Robert on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
How you doing, Robert? Yeah.
A journalist called it made concerning these actors having a right to not be tried for child molestation.
Yeah.
My question is, whatever happened to the idea of justice for all? I mean, if they are tried and found guilty, so what? If they committed the crime, maybe they'll stop doing it.
Margaret, did you have a comment on that?
Robert, this is Margaret. If we convict our movie actors of child molestation, they may not want to work in movies again, and we won't have a film industry.
Well, Margaret,
then you won't have a Shrek 2, you won't have a Rush Hour 4, etc.
I can appreciate how you feel about it.
There won't be
but
a Mad
Maybe
Dingo
they
too.
Don't need to be in the industry. The industry has
Dingo
nothing
too.
To do with pleasure and then with child molestation.
Well, but the industry is much more popular than religion.
It doesn't make any difference. I guess we start judging people based on their popularity.
Well, I
so
think
if we have a certain, if we, you know, for instance, if we have African Americans who are less popular than white Americans, does that mean that they don't have a right to be tried?
Well,
I think Robert,
there wouldn't be any Blade 3.
I'm sorry?
There wouldn't be any Blade 3.
I can't hear you.
There wouldn't be any Blade 3. No more Wesley Snipes.
Well, listen, we leave that up to the court
to decide that.
And let me also
no
make
Blade
some
3.
Let me also make the comment regarding what you said about Robert Blake being tried by an all-black jury.
I think they'd smoke him, don't you?
I believe that they are moral and honest men and women in America today who would see the facts and judge it accordingly. I have served on grand juries before. It doesn't make any difference whether you're
Robert.
Black or white. If you committed a crime and the evidence, without a doubt...
Yeah, that's why O.J.'s walking around free today. Yeah, thanks a lot. Superfly 2 won't be there.
All right,
but
listen,
it wasn't an all-black jury that...
Thank you.
And what about that Halle Berry?
Okay, thank you.